We're going to head live out to Left Coast La La Land and welcome in the fans, Ed Coleman. Good morning, Eddie.
Morning, Moose. How you doing?
Late night for you.
Early morning.
All right, let's begin with the report out there. Ray is headed to the DL. Nick Evans on a flight out to Los Angeles to join the team.
Yeah, Nick is coming. He is en route. He's been the hottest bison, if you will. He didn't get a hit when he was here, but he's been red hot since. I think he's hitting about 330 or so. But the Mets aren't going to do anything until Reyes comes to the ballpark later on today. He didn't do much on Wednesday, if anything, really. At one point, he was on the couch in the locker room, when the team was on the field. But, he has taken ground balls. He's been on the stationary bike. He's been on the treadmill. He even took batting practice, not yesterday, but he took it the day before. He's trying to work with it, but he has to run at some point, and they were hoping that he could, run today. But until he gets to the ballpark and says he can't run or can't go, then I got to put him on the DL until then. But it looks likely, let's put it that way, because he is he's hesitant at this point to push it. And I think they are too, for that matter. Really what they have to weigh at this point in time is whether they're gonna play short, for four more games and then, let the All-Star break happen. And if they do that, chances are he'd be ready for the Philadelphia series afterwards. But they have to weigh, playing short for four games, one more here in Los Angeles and then three in San Francisco up until that time, because that's basically what they're going to have to do if they don't deal him.
And, Eddie, it's smart. I mean, it's better to be cautious with him because, as he talked about a couple days ago, he does not want 2009 to happen all over again here in 2011. And if you put him on the DL retroactively, he would miss that Philly series.
Yeah, he would. He'd be eligible, I think, the makeup game on the 18th, I think it is. They have a makeup game against Florida before they play St. Louis. They have like a 7-game homestand with that makeup game, and I think he'd be eligible for that Florida game, but he'd miss the Philadelphia series. I mean, at one point they had hoped that, David Wright would be ready for that Philadelphia series, too. That's not going to happen either. And so they faced the prospect of having no Reyes or Wright for that series. And, the way they're playing right now, obviously, they still consider them consider themselves in things, and they've won four in a row out here. They surprised everybody. They've been 4-0 without Reyes. But you're pushing it at that point in time, but you're also pushing it if you take a chance with him and activate or keep him active instead of DLing him.
So in all likelihood, he's going to head to the DL unless they decide to play short the next four games before the All-Star break.
Yeah, I mean, basically, they've been weighing that all week. They just, have been trying to figure out when the time to do it is, or when the time to, put an end to it is, basically. And I think, it'll probably come today if he can't run. I think they want to make a decision. The other thing they've done is they've sent an MRI to, his agents requested this. The doctor who operated on him, who did the surgery on his other hamstring last year, his agents wanted that doctor to take a look at his MRI, and so they're in the process of doing that. I don't know if he's got it yet or whether he's looked at it at this point in time, but probably sometime today or soon. Anyway, he'll do that, hopefully, I would imagine, sometime today before he gets to the ballpark. And so they'll get a second opinion, if you will, from that, and then see if he can go, at the ballpark today, later on today. But, again, they haven't done anything. They haven't put him on the DL at this point in time. They won't until he gets to the ballpark today and basically says that, I can't go or I can't do it.
Malusis with you right here on The Fan on this Thursday morning, talking to Ed Coleman live out in Los Angeles, a little bit about Reyes and the Mets overall. Eddie, I want to get your thoughts. I mean, if you're a Met fan, they've won four straight, more than a few games now over 500. And you look at this team, and you got to like what Alderson had to say as far as, and he put in, quote unquote, this team's relevant as far as the playoffs are concerned in the National League. Lead you to believe, maybe not Frankie Rodriguez, but the others as far as paring this roster down, little hesitant. He's going to be patient and play the waiting game.
Well, he said yesterday that, he talked before the game yesterday, and he said basically the next 10 to 12 games are crucial. And if you space that out, what it does is it takes you through the rest of this road trip. trip, and it takes you through the homestand before they hit the road again. They have a 10-game road trip after they play Philadelphia, and then the makeup game, and then St. Louis, and that's basically 10 to 12 games. That's what he's looking at anyway. If they can, survive, and they have thus far, they've been 4-0, then they're in the midst of things as far as he's concerned. So then, he said, hey, then you turn the page and you look at the next 10 to 12 games after that. But he's obviously going to be, play it a little bit cautious. There's no question about that. I mean, he hasn't made plans. And again, teams haven't called him. He made that point today. He said it's a little bit too early in July. But, the closer you get to the 31st, when they get to the end of that 10 to 12 game stretch, it's going to be about July 22nd or so. You still have another 10 days or so before the trading deadline, and that's when things will really heat up. But he's going to keep his options open, obviously, because of the way they're playing right now. And they're playing without Reyes and Wright and Davis and everybody else. They're getting things done.
And Eddie, I mean, do you think that's a factor as far as K-Rod goes, or he's a different case study?
Well, there's probably two guys to watch. K-Rod is one, obviously. I think he's probably a little separate and distinct simply because of the option that he has. And they have other options as well. Bobby Parnell came into the game tonight. Parnell is throwing the heck out of the ball right now. He's another guy that you could use at the end of the game. They also have Izzy here, but Izzy could be a guy that's, a candidate that's primed to go too. Somebody could use him and they could sell him off as well. But the way Parnell is pitching right now, if he continues to do that, that obviously makes him very attractive, and, you could do something with K-Rod.
Absolutely.
The other guy that's interesting, and to me, the guy that, you kind of wave the white flag if you deal him, and that's Beltran.
Yes.
Right now, with Reyes out of the lineup, Wright not there, Davis not there, he's the guy that everybody's looking at, everybody points towards on the opposition, and he's also delivering right now, too. I mean, he, again, came through tonight, scored a couple of big runs, was on base, had a couple of good base running moves as well. So, if you sell Beltran off before the deadline as well, that kind of, you throw up the white flag at that point and say, okay, then we're going to point toward next year. So, I mean, that's the key guy to watch. K-Rod obviously is somebody to watch simply because of the option. There's no question about that. But, everybody has known that for a while. But Beltran, has surpassed, I think, what everybody thought he could do this year, leads the team in games played. He's really the key guy to me to watch as to, which way or which direction they're going to go and whether they're going to, kind of close the book a little bit on this year or make a run for it. So he's also a guy who could move in August, too, very possibly, although he does have some no-trade provisions, in his contract. But, to me, he's the key guy to watch.
Yeah, and at that point in time, I believe it would be about $5 million he'd have left to get paid come July 31st for the rest of the season. Eddie, I want to ask you a story in the Post today regarding Reyes. And, Reyes and Peter Greenberg have been defiant, saying they don't want to talk contract. I know Alderson reached out to their camp about a month ago. They said, we're not doing it. But there's a report that the Mets are going to try and reach out once again to Reyes here to try and get him signed before this season comes to an end. You believe Reyes' camp that they don't want any contract negotiations? Do you think there's any wiggle room there? Do you think there's a possibility, odds of the Mets possibly signing Reyes before this season comes to an end?
There's always a possibility, Moose, but I doubt it very much. Alderson was asked about that today. He said he's already commented on it. He's not going to comment any further. I'm not unsure that he wouldn't, try to go back to them and talk to them once again. I think they're pretty adamant about waiting till the end of the year, simply because of the season that he's having. I guess you could always reach out at this time when he's hurt,
sure,
has experienced some of the problems that he's had before. But I doubt very much something would get done. I still think, they obviously have plans to make him an offer to keep him here. That's been the master plan all along, is to keep both those guys on the left side of the infield, both Wright and Reyes, here and intact, and I think they feel that they have a shot and have a good shot at the end of the year. But I'm not so sure anything would get done. Would they reach out to him again? It's possible, but I don't know if it's likely at this point.
Eddie, I appreciate you staying up for us. I really do.
Moose, I'd get it for you any time of the day or night.
Is that right? So I could call you 4 o'clock in the morning when I'm hosting overnights?
Exactly. Yeah, if I'm in Hong Kong, call me there, too. It doesn't matter.
Eddie, enjoy L.A., all right?
All right, Moose. Talk to you later.
You got it.